What lessons has 2023 held for you, and how are you honoring them? That's what we're going to be talking about today on Unjaded. Without exception, each year brings its own lessons for us to play with. And it's only through reflection that we see the golden thread that has weaved its way through our experiences all the way through the year to push us towards our growth. Everything is happening for our own good, right? For me, 2023 has been all about boundaries. So I'm going to be unpacking a bit about how my human design and my own conditioning has led me to believe that I had boundaries when in fact I had walls that I would gladly collapse for anyone who questioned them. This has been the story of my life, and this has been the story of 2023.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So it's really embarrassing for me to admit that I had a year of lessons around boundaries, because so many people in my life look at me and they see me as a hard ass, which is really kind of weird to me. My son-in-law once said that Vicki is the softest, tough person I know, which is the struggle of my life, right? I have in my human design, I have gate 27, the gate of nurturing. It's in my Mercury and my unconscious Mars. So it's a lot of what I'm here to do and how I'm here to communicate and how I'm here to show up in the world. And I have a lot of intensity, a lot of power, a lot of stuff going on in my design. So we all have that, right? You've heard me talk lots on this podcast about how I've been conditioned to be less intense, and I really believe that we choose our journeys. This is the one that I have chosen, so there's never any blame when I'm talking about conditioning. In fact, conditioning happens even before we're born. Like, we really choose it, right? It's in our genes. But what I also chose when I look back over the 51 years that I've been on the planet is to have to make my way to a place where boundaries are not a negative thing and are something that can be held strong while remaining loving and nurturing. In my own human design, I'm looking at how my undefined will center causes me to continually try to prove myself. In the case of boundaries, it's proving that I'm still nice, that I'm soft, that I'm understanding, that I'm accommodating, so that I'm not too intense. And your lessons are going to be different than mine, right? But I want you to start to think about, or I invite you to start to think about, what those lessons have been for you throughout the year that we've just been through. So let's talk about how to unpack whatever these lessons are so that you can actually get the lesson and you don't have to go through it again in 2024 and beyond. I'm a big believer in taking time to process our challenges and lessons before moving into the new year. So while everyone is so focused on setting goals and what's the new year going to be and all of that, I feel like the missing piece, at least it used to be for me, was in really sitting down with and reflecting on the year that had gone by. Setting aside enough time that you can really sit with what has gone on in your life and unpack it so that you don't repeat those patterns, so that you get the lessons out of them before you start to think about the goals that you're setting for yourself for the new year. So journaling, doodling, if you don't like to journal, I know a lot of women do not like to journal, but you can doodle, you know, if you're artsy fartsy, you can do arts and crafts around it. You can talk. You can go into a forest and scream or rage. Whatever it is for you that you need to do, you need to allow the stuff to come up that you've gone through so that you can unpack the lessons. And I guarantee you there will be a repeating theme, because the universe doesn't just give us something once and be like, oh, well, she didn't get it, I'll just move on to something else. It's going to happen over and over and over again. So for me in 2023, it started in January. Go figure. I traveled to Costa Rica for a business and spiritual retreat that didn't happen. I got there, I had paid all of this money for a business and spiritual retreat, and nothing happened. And the owner of the facility kept saying, this is the make space or something about space. And she would always, you know, as if I was there. And I'm like, look it, I work alone in my house. I do not need more space in my business. What I need is what was promised on that landing page. And her excuse was that her team hadn't changed the landing page and I had signed up through the wrong landing page. It's like, that's not my fault. But did I ever say that? I mean, I did, but I didn't hold a boundary there. So what it felt like for me being in Costa Rica, I know, poor me being in Costa Rica, right? I get it. I really did try to be thankful and I really did try to enjoy the time that I was there. However, there was this really weird dynamic going on and I felt like I was in an abusive relationship for 10 days. I would have my boundaries trampled on over and over and over again, and I would be given hope and promises and all of these things that were going to happen throughout the days, and then it would come crashing down. And then what finally was the straw that broke the camel's back was that I was told that I was getting a roommate for my last 4 days on my prepaid room. Like, I had paid for my room in full, my private room and all of that stuff. It's like, no. The woman at Visa, when I called to have my $400 shuttle out of there covered, even encouraged me to charge the retreat center owner with fraud, but I chose not to. And I chose not to because I was afraid of the repercussions. So this keeps coming up over and over and over again in my life, right? It's an old wound. It happened throughout my childhood. It happened throughout the whole journey of my life, and it shows up even now. So I didn't take that lesson that I got last January, do with it what needed to be done. So I got another challenge. Same kind of lesson, different face on it. And another one, and another one, and another one. These lessons kept showing up in my business life, my personal life, and many of my relationships. And it wasn't until even a couple of weeks ago that I really got the lesson that I was like, oh my gosh, this is the same thing. This is the same thing. And you know what? I'm still unpacking it. I spent probably an hour and a half the morning that I'm recording this, journaling through a lot of what is coming up for me around this and a lot of these experiences that I'm going, oh my gosh, I did it there. Oh my goodness, I did it there. So by going back to the basics of my human design, and I know that I talk a lot about nuances on this podcast, there is so much there for us in the nuances of our design, but really when in doubt, go back to your strategy and authority. My authority is emotional. I need to take the time to process things and to feel my way through them. And you know that as a collective, we don't honor feeling things out. We want them to be logical. We want them to make sense on paper. But at least for half of us, we're here to be feelers, right? Half of the population is emotionally defined and half is not. So your own inner authority will be listed on your human design chart. I like to call this your decision-making superpower, but it's also a really powerful tool for you in unpacking the lessons that you're getting because you need to be able to process them through your body. You may be someone who needs to talk things out. For you, you won't even know what you think until you hear yourself say it. I've seen this happen with clients. It's magical to me when they actually say the thing that they mean and it's like, whoa, I didn't even know that was there. But you need the space to be able to do that. You may be someone who knows in an instant what's right for you, but then you still need to wait for an invitation into the situation or into the conversation or into the new scenario that's happening. You may be someone who has a really strong gut instinct and feel like it's pulling you towards something, but it's important that you make those decisions in response. You may be someone who has to wait a super long time for clarity to come. You'll surround yourself with people that make you go, how's that playing out there? And how could it play out here? And how does this all land for me? And you'll really experience moving through a decision over a long period of time. So what I would love for you to understand as we go into this new year is that tapping into your own human design will give you the tools that you need to move through the lessons that you're getting because you want to get the lessons. Trust me, if you don't, you'll spend 2024 on the same damn thing and maybe the year after that and the year after that and the year after that because the lessons get louder. We know that, right? If we don't listen, we keep getting bigger and bigger challenges until we do get it. Our bodies hold our lessons too. This was huge for me over the past couple of weeks. It's very common for emotions to be held in our back and necks and hips and all of those places. But I could feel the heaviness because I have been deconditioning, which is a fancy word for healing, deconditioning and really leaning into my body wisdom and my ability to feel my way through life. I can feel now when emotion is stuck in my bodies, like in my body, like I couldn't maybe 10 years ago. In my holistic health practice, I worked with a lot of emotional healing. I'd work with clients on where emotions live in the body. And we know that as time goes on, physical symptoms, aches and pains get more and more severe. And I would say to my clients, your body is screaming at you right now. Are you ready to move through this? And that's the thing. Your lessons will get bigger, right? Whatever lesson you were supposed to get in 2023, if you didn't get it, there's still time, but if you didn't get it, it will keep coming back around. And if it's living in your body somewhere, and it is living in your body somewhere because emotions are stored in the body, then you can expect that to get stronger and stronger and stronger as well. I hope that's making sense to you. Remember that emotion is energy in motion. It needs to move through you, okay? So as you move through the next week or so, see if you can start to unravel the things that have come up for you in your life over the past year. Talk them out, journal them out, sit with yourself in quiet, sit in the tub for 10 minutes. You know, you may not have a lot of time over this week. It may be heavy with commitments for you, but wherever you can grab little bits of time, try to take that. Even lay on your bed, hand on your belly, another hand on your heart, and breathe. Just breathe, 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 and ask what is there for you. Because when we ask questions, the universe responds, right? When we get curious, the universe responds. Basically, do whatever you need to do to unearth what's there for you before you even think about setting 2024 goals. And I know there's a lot of pressure right now on setting goals for the new year, right? Even though we say we're walking out of this hustle culture, we still hustle. We still fall prey to the patterns of, you know, I've got to be working on something. I've got to be working towards something. I need a big goal. I need to make my million. I need to, you know, whatever it is for you. But the planetary energy right now is wonky as well. So it would serve us all well to pause before we plow forward into the new year. Look at the challenges. Notice all of the ways that you've been conditioned to play out the pattern that you're playing out when you're challenged. And then unpack the lessons. Go back to the situation and journal your way or whatever tool you're going to use through it so that you can see not only what you did do, but what you would have done had you not given your power away. And then move forward. How will the next time be different? How will you stand in your power? How will you stand in who you are, which in your human design is where you're defined, is who you are? How will you stand powerfully in who you're designed to be and step away from all of the ways that you've been conditioned to be something that you're not? My own coach gave me a little trick to use because I said to him, oh my gosh, I hope I don't have to get this again. Like, I hope this is the end of it. I finally got it. Like, can we just say enough? And he said to me, you know what? You need to set the intention that enough is enough. You need to set the intention that, okay, universe, I've got it. Let it be known that I got the lesson and that we're not doing this again in 2024. And you can do that for whatever your lesson is as well. You can set the intention that you got the lesson and that you're moving through it. So what do you want in 2024? What version of you will you bring to the party? For almost every human design, there is some form of waiting involved. So rather than just getting comfortable with the pause, you know, I've heard that said a lot, that you need to get comfortable with the pause, that there's power in the pause, all of these kind of little slogans. But I wonder what would be different if we went so far as to honor the pause as part of the process. It's food for thought as you move forward, as you move through this in-between time, in between Christmas and New Year's, or whatever time you can grab for yourself. I really encourage you to be thinking about your lessons, what you're taking into 2024, and what you're leaving behind in 2023 before you start to set your goals for 2024. When you're ready to really unpack all of the gifts in your human design, you're ready for a human design reading. I want you to watch this week because I'm running an incredible Boxing Week sale. I've never done this before, but I'm going to be running a Boxing Week sale. It's going to be huge as I'm preparing for a specifically curated sabbatical. And I'm smiling as I say that because I'm like, I still can't believe I'm doing this. But I'll talk to you more about that in the next episode, which is actually going to be New Year's Day. So remember that life is going to kick you around. Human design is really your best shot at being unjaded.